Welcome to Thoughts on the Market. I'm Andrew Sheets, head of corporate credit research at Morgan Stanley. Along with my colleagues bringing you a variety of perspectives, I'll be talking about trends across the global investment landscape and how we put those ideas together. It's Friday, March 8th at 2 p.m. in London. Usually, company activity follows the broader trends in markets, but last year, it diverged. 2023 was generally a strong year for economic growth in the stock market, but mergers and acquisition activity was anemic. By our count, global M&A activity in 2023, adjusted for the size of the economy, was the lowest in 30 years. We think that's going to change. There are both near-term and longer-term reasons why we think the buying and selling of companies can pick up. We think we're going to see the return of M&A. Near-term, we think corporate confidence, which is essential to any large transaction, is improving. While stocks and the economy were ultimately strong last year, a lot of 2023 was still dominated by fears of rising yields, elevated inflation, and persistent expectations of recession. Recall that as recently as October of 2023, the median stock in the S&P 500 was actually down about 5% for the year. All of those factors that were hitting corporate confidence today are looking better. And with Morgan Stanley's expectation for 2024, an economic soft landing, we think that improvement will continue. But don't just take our word for it. The companies that traffic directly in M&A were notably more upbeat about their pipelines when they reported earnings in January. Incidentally, this is also the message that we get from Morgan Stanley's industry experts. We recently polled Morgan Stanley equity analysts across 150 industry groups around the world. Half of them saw M&A activity increasing in their industry over the next 12 months. Only 6% expected it to decline. But there's also a longer-run story here. We think we can argue that depressed corporate activity has actually been a multi-year story. If we think about what factors historically explained M&A activity, such as stock market performance, overall valuations, volatility, central bank policy, and so on, the activity that we've seen over the last 3 years has undershot what these variables would usually expect by somewhere between $4 to $11 trillion. We think that speaks to a multi-year hit to corporate confidence and increased uncertainty from COVID and its aftermath. As that confidence returns, some of this gap might be made up. And there are other longer-term drivers. We believe private equity firms have been sitting on their holdings for an unusually long period of time, putting more pressure on them to do deals and return money to investors. Europe is just starting to emerge from an even longer drought of activity, while reforms in Japan are encouraging more corporate action. We are positive on both European and Japanese equity markets. And other multi-year secular trends, from rising demand in AI capabilities to the clean energy transition to innovation in life sciences, should also structurally support more M&A over the next cycle. Merger and acquisition activity has been unusually low. We think that's changing, and investors should expect much more of this activity going forward. Thanks for listening. Subscribe to Thoughts on the Market on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.
The preceding content is informational only and based on information available when created. It is not an offer or solicitation, nor is it tax or legal advice. It does not consider your financial circumstances and objectives and may not be suitable for you.